Hello, this is David E. from CKMS FM 102.7 Radio Waterloo. Today we have Sadie Fine from Nashville, Tennessee, joining us for an interview. She is a solo pop musician. She recently released an album called The Duality of Girlhood. This album is available on all streaming platforms. Thanks for joining, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Hello?
Hi!
How are you doing today?
Yes, good. How are you?
How's the weather there?
Yeah, it's really nice. I mean, it's hot for sure, but it's nice right now.
Yeah, are you a summer person?
Yeah, I like the summer. I like the summer, but in Tennessee, it gets so humid, so It's like it's a lot here. But
getting steamed alive.
Oh yeah, I feel like a lobster or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's great to meet you. Thanks for joining us for this interview.
It's nice to meet you as well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Would you like to just give a brief introduction to you yourself and like your music as well?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm Sadie Fine. I'm a 20-year-old pop artist out of Nashville. And I think right now I describe my music as very like synth pop, kind of in the 80s synth pop vein. And I've been doing music for like 6 years now, I think, since I was like 13 or 14 years old. So yeah, that's me.
Nice. Did you start with any kind of like musical training background or?
No, I come from a military family. So I grew up moving every couple of years, and nobody in my family really was into music or anything. But I've been singing since I was probably since I could talk. And I started doing like the national anthems for hockey games and baseball games.
Oh, cool.
Pretty young. And then, yeah, around 13, I got into songwriting and playing instruments and stuff. And I just learned it all by myself.
Nice. Wow. What do you play?
I play the guitar, the piano, and I started out on ukulele, so gotta throw her in there.
And anything self-taught or?
All of it's self-taught. I learned all of it by myself. Yeah.
Yeah. The age of the internet, I guess.
For sure. And my dad, he always had guitars and ukuleles, but he just didn't really know how to play. So he taught me like a chord or two, and then I just figured it out from there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of similar to like how I started. Like I aside from music, I do some like crafts as well. And then my dad, he was in the clothing business. So he like got me started with like however little that he knew. But then like the rest of it was internet and all that, right? It's a very interesting process.
It's so nice that you can just like learn everything you want through the internet.
Yeah. Yeah. So you said you've been doing music since like 6 years ago?
Yeah, I think I started taking it pretty seriously around 13 or 14. I started like playing actual gigs out live. I'm from Nashville, so we have Broadway Street, and I would play on Broadway like the 3 or 4 hour gigs doing covers. And then I started writing my own music, and at 15 I got signed to my first label. And I put out my first EP of songs at 16, and yeah, I've just been going ever since then.
Nice. Did you get like discovered by the label, like on one of your gigs, or?
They found me on Instagram, actually, like right. the age of social media. Yeah, they just DM'd me, and I didn't really know. I was like, I don't know if this is real or not, but I got on a Zoom with them, and it surely was real.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, would you like to also talk a little bit about your process? Like, because you said you started with songwriting, and then taught yourself instruments. You started with songwriting like since quite a young age as well, right? Like, do you do mostly solo work, or do you collaborate with any other lyricists or other songwriters, musicians, that sort of things?
So I started off doing completely solo, and around like 15 or 16, I started collaborating with other writers and producers. So for me, I think most of my songs start off as like an idea that I started writing in my room by myself or on my piano by myself. And then either I'll finish it by myself, or I'll take it to a collaborator who I think would be a good fit to help me finish the song. But yeah, most of it's just like all very emotional, truly what I'm feeling. And I kind of just sit at my piano and sing about whatever I'm feeling at the time. And then I usually either go to somebody to finish it up or just do it myself.
Nice. Do you have like a few recurring collaborators that work with you or?
I do. So, in the past, I've worked a lot with a guy named Fred Wilhelm, and he wrote with me a lot of like my first few EPs. Honestly, I think like my first two EPs, he collaborated on most of it with me. And then recently, my album that just came out last month, I worked with a couple named Erica Gaggle and Wally Gaggle, and the husband is a producer and writer, and the wife is a writer, and we all three just worked on those seven songs all together, and we did it in like a week. It was honestly a surprise. I didn't think we were gonna click so fast, but I don't know, we just got in the room and it just worked so well.
It was just like 1 week straight of like collaborating, like
Yeah,
writing sessions.
it was a week straight of just I just we just clicked so well. I was like, we need to do a whole project. And then actually I flew out again like a couple months ago, and I started working on my second project with them, or my next project with them. So yeah, they're those three people all together are generally, those are my favorite collaborators, and I work with them a lot.
Nice. And do you do most of the like writing and performing, or do you take part in the production process as well?
I do mostly the writing and performing. I've gotten a little into the production, but that's definitely not my strongest of suits. I've been trying to get into it a lot more. But there are a couple songs that are out that I did vocal production of my own music. But that's pretty much as far as my production expertise go. I love to put input ideas, and I definitely have a vision for my music whenever I'm in the room, and I like to be in the room when the production is going on, but the buttons and stuff, yeah, I
Yeah, I'm a musician myself, and then I would say I'm more on the production side. And
gotta
then
learn
yeah, I've like worked with some friends that are artists, or like friends of friends who just heard about me, and then we kind of got together, did a studio session, and then it's interesting how the communication happens, and
more.
then like the producers have all the, I guess, the production techniques and all the really nitty-gritty terms and all that. And then the
Yes.
communication coming from the artist would be like, can I get a bit of oomph or something, you know?
Yes. The words I use are so interesting. I'm like, can I make it more crunchy, or like the weirdest words? And then somehow I feel like you guys, all the producers always, they just know what you're talking about, and it's always crazy.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would say I'm like fairly new to this as well. Like, I've been doing solo work for a long
That's
time, and then
amazing.
like collaborative work as like I've done some scoring, some collaborating with artists, but yeah, like it's I'm fairly new to it, and then this kind of interpretation is still something I'm working on. But yeah,
That's so cool,
it's
though.
yeah. So like in terms of your style, do you have any like influences?
Yeah, I think a really big influence throughout all my life has definitely been Amy Winehouse. I've loved her since I was really, really young. And I actually got to like work with one of her producers that she worked with back in the day, and he did a bunch of my early music. His name's Stefan Skarbek. But then aside from that, I mean, I really love Kate Bush. I love The Weeknd. I love Chappell Roan. Just kind of anything in that like synthy pop, I'm obsessed. I love 80s music. I love Prince. Like that type of stuff is just I live for it. It's my favorite.
Yeah, because you mentioned that like your music has a bit of that ritual element to it, right?
Yes, it does. Yeah, especially my newer music. My older music, I mean, I definitely had a big phase where I was really into like Post Malone and Billie Eilish, and so I think my older music kind of represents that a little more. But the new stuff is definitely leaning in the more 80s synthy pop.
Yeah, well, it's good to have change like throughout the years though. Like
For sure.
I was talking to another artist yesterday, also just an interview, and then yeah, it's really interesting how like each artist have different phases, and then like their music just reflects that. And then we're also talking about like how when you are starting out, it's like we talked about how we have the freedom to like explore different styles and sounds. Hello, are you there? Hello, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, my phone overheated somehow. So sorry.
Oh, Tennessee summer for you, I guess.
Yes, it's like really hot out here, but I'm just gonna keep it near. Okay, but perfect. I'm ready to talk. I'm so sorry.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Yeah, no, I was just talking about like how my conversation with the other artists also talked about like how especially when you're in your earlier stages, you have the freedom to explore different sounds and all that, and then like how it represents your different influences and different the stages of life that you're in. So that's always interesting.
Yeah, it's definitely. I feel like for me personally, like. Doing it from like 14 to now, I just turned 20. It's definitely, it's weird because I feel like I went from like a kid to an adult doing this, and I feel like I'm the same person, but I'm so different than I was when I was like 15. So, yeah, it's definitely it's interesting to watch other people grow and myself grow, and yeah.
In terms of the lyricism, do you think? Like throughout the years it's had a big change, or is it like
I think lyrically I've always had my own like style. I think like production wise it's definitely changed, but I think lyrically I've always had like there's like a wittiness to it. I like to be sarcastic and joke around, because for me like I love sad music and I write it, but I think majority of my songs are kind of in like a sarcastic manner, because I think I get really serious in my own head about things that are going on, and it's like the time where I can laugh about like the things that are going on rather than feel so serious about it. So I think definitely my lyrics are a bit more jokey and kind of witty. I think, yeah.
Nice. So you would say like you're in terms of writing lyrics, your style hasn't changed much throughout the years?
I think I've definitely gotten a lot better lyrically, but I think like the humor has always been there. I think the like sentiment of what I've been, it definitely hasn't changed too much. It's always been I've just always found humor in music. I think it's so fun. So yeah, I definitely have gotten a lot better at writing, and it's become a lot easier and more exciting, I think, as I've gotten older. But I think it's been pretty consistent.
Nice. Yeah, because like, you were talking about like how the style of your music has transitioned throughout the years, but your lyrics writing style hasn't changed much. So that's the thing that like ties it all together for you.
Yeah. For sure. I think writing is definitely my favorite part of the music process. So I think for me, that's just like always been something that's kind of came a little bit easier than everything else. Like playing guitar, I'm good at it, and but you know, I think writing was always the thing that just like came naturally. So yeah, it's been pretty consistent.
Nice. You said your music and your songs are mostly based off of your emotions and what you were feeling at the time. Are there any other things that you write about? Like your, like other, I guess, sources of your inspiration?
I mean, yeah, for sure. Like I think a lot of my writing is about like breakups or boys and, you know, like the things that are going on at the moment. But I think another thing that I find a lot of passion about writing is like personal struggles on the inside that I feel like other girls can relate to. Like I wrote a song called Broken Mirror, which is about kind of a struggle with body image and body dysmorphia. Like today's society where you're kind of told that you need to look a certain way and dress a certain way. And I think that's always been something I've been pretty passionate about writing about, or just, you know, things going on in the world. I like to write about that as well. Just things that kind of make me feel. I always find, but yeah, there's definitely more than just like the breakups and things that are going on. I think I find a lot of inspiration from lots of different places of life.
Mm-hmm. And what about on the music side? Because I imagine that what you just talked about are more about the idea of like the songs and what they talk about, the lyrics, etc. Right? Like, do you have a starting point? Like, do you have a routine process in terms of generating the music part?
And like writing, or like in the general trend, I think usually like finding reference songs that I really enjoy. I think that's been a big thing, is like not trying to find a specific artist and like, oh, I want to be them, but finding a group of songs that it's like, I would love to make a song that makes me feel like this, or that sounds similar to this. Because I think mostly the feeling, though, I'm very big on like how songs make me feel. So I usually create a playlist. Like, I usually write a song and I'll have ideas of like where I think the song could go, and then I will create a playlist of like similar emotions that made me like that resonated with the song I just wrote, so that I can musically go that way, and I can show a producer like musically where I think I would want the song to go. So that's how I do it personally, but yeah. Everybody has their own different ways.
And do you go about like analyzing any of these reference songs that you pick?
Yes, I definitely like break down like, oh, the way the piano does this, or the way the drums do this. I definitely break down the parts, and I'm very specific. And I think that's one thing that like, I sometimes feel bad for the producers I work with, because they're amazing, but I am so nitpicky. And especially like doing this for years, I've learned a lot about terminology and like what to say, but I'm not an amazing producer, so I can't always do it. So I think that can be difficult sometimes, but no, I definitely try and break down as specifically as I can, so that I can get the best and most accurate of what I'm hearing in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, coming from a producer, I would say don't feel too bad about it, because if we're off working on our own stuff, we're just as nitpicky about like, you know, 0.2 decibels lower on the high end or whatever.
I'm very specific.
Yeah, those kind of things. You know, we're like sit at the computer all night just tweaking mixes, and we ended up with like 12 of them or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, like you said, the Duality of Girlhood, the album came out last month. So
yes.
In May.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to talk a bit more about the album as a whole, like how it took shape, or any specific tracks that you would like to highlight?
For sure. Yeah, the Duality of Girlhood, it was kind of, and it was an album that I started off with. The story of it, that the title, I went into a room and I was kind of told that as a girl, you have to pick whether you want to be a writer or you want to be an artist. You can't be both as a woman. Which was a really interesting meeting, and it wasn't the first time I had heard that.
A meeting with your like people from the label, or
with different people in different industries, whether it was a publisher. I've had several meetings like that where it was with a publisher, or it was with a label, or with, you know, somebody from like an ASCAP or something like that. And it wasn't the first time I've heard it. I've heard it several times that girls have to pick whether they want to be one or the other, and they have to focus on it. And so it just kind of like made me think like, well, you know, at the time I'd been hearing a lot of things like a girl has to choose whether she wants to be like on social media and things. I was hearing so many things like a girl has to choose whether she wants to be this or that. And it just was like a lot of, I don't know, it made me feel like sometimes you get put in a box. And I just kind of wanted to show that there's two sides to every woman. You can be multiple things. You can be whatever you want to be. And so I had my focus track, which was 3 a.m. and it was a more upbeat, fun song, and it was definitely a bit out there. And then I wrote these like three tracks on the Duality of Girlhood that were very personal and very, you know, very showed like what it's like to be a girl, especially nowadays, where you have to worry about your body image and you have to worry about what you wear and what you say and what you look like. And I just wanted people to see that you can be confident and believe in yourself and be multiple things while also, you know, struggling. If that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, I think my favorite songs off of the album are Broken Mirror and Fake Happy Girls, because they're very, very personal to me and to some of the things I was kind of going through within the past year, especially like in the music industry and in social media, where you're constantly picked apart and told to be prettier or skinnier or dress better, or, you know, look different. And then I really love 3 AM because it's kind of more of a, it's confident. It shows a different side. It shows that, like, you can, I don't know, you can just be confident. You can be whatever you want to be. So, yeah, that's kind of my breakdown. Those are my three favorite songs off of the whole project.
Nice. Yeah, as I edit this interview later, maybe I'll, like, sprinkle them in, just in the background. Do I have your permission to
do that? Oh, yes, 100%.
Okay, sounds good.
Like, do whatever you want.
Yeah. No, because, like, I have been releasing music as well, and then I do it through a distributor, so I'm like pretty much fully independent, you know. And then in terms of like social media content, in terms of like profile, public image, whatever, it's like all on me. And then if it flops, it flops, you know, like there's nobody else telling me what to do. And then I feel like this is like the completely opposite side of the story that you're trying to tell in a way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely like being in it when people are, like, telling you what to look like and what to wear, and, like, that you can't be sexy and also be perceived as a intelligent, serious artist is definitely a very interesting part of the industry. And I feel like I've gone from being independent, where you kind of can do whatever you want, and it's a little bit easier in some ways and a lot harder in other ways as well. Both of them definitely have their struggles. And I think, you know, like I'm back to being an independent artist now, which is so awesome. But you still, you know, at the end of the day, you have like the social media side of it, where you're also hearing lots of backlash. So I think it's just like, yeah, it's a weird industry for sure, but it's so cool to be part of. A lot of learning curves.
Did you say you're back to being an independent artist? So
I am,
like,
yeah.
You're not in a contract with any labels or anything now, or
not anymore? So I was for this album, I was signed to a label, and we put it out, and then that was like my last fulfilled thing that I had to do for my contract, and now I'm back to being independent, and hopefully, you know, we'll see what happens, and maybe I'll sign to a new label, or maybe I'll stay independent for a while and also just figure it out. I'd love to be able to stay independent and figure out ways to keep music going without but either way, I'm happy.
Like, what else do you do, like, outside of this, or is this your main gig?
This is my main thing. Like, music is, I'm very, very committed to it. I mean, outside of it, I do writing for other artists and some sync stuff, but this is the main thing that I do. This is what I'm committed to.
Yeah. Because, and then for this series, we're interviewing quite a broad range of artists, right? And it's a really, diverse group, as in like some of them are just starting out, and then they have to work like God knows how many jobs on the side and that sort of things. And then we have, you know, people that are like actually focused on music as their main event. So that's really interesting to hear about.
It's cool. I know being a musician is expensive, and I have so much respect for for people that, you know, they work jobs to pay for it and continue. It's just, you know, it shows so much commitment, and I'm just very thankful to get to do it, and I love music.
Yeah. Is there anything that you're hoping to explore next? Because this album, like this project, is done, and I spent some time listening to them, and those are really fire tracks.
Thank you. I think so. The next steps for me, I recently signed with booking agency, so I think trying to get out on more tours and opening up for other artists. And my goal is to be in the UK in the fall and doing a mini tour of some headline shows.
Oh, nice.
There, yeah. Thanks. And so I think that's my goal. And then within the next couple months, hopefully starting to release my next project.
Your next project, as in like another album that you're planning, or?
I think an EP.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it like exploring a different sound, different style, would you say?
It's definitely still in the synthy, like 80s vibes, but it's a little more acoustic. I think there's some more organic guitar and piano. And I think the album that I just released, it definitely had a bit more of some like very upbeat, fun songs. And this one has some fun songs too, but I think it's definitely a bit more emotional, mm-hmm. even more than what I recently released.
Yeah.
Kind of like just the being 20 is a weird age, so there's definitely a lot going on.
yeah we're running slightly out of time. Let me finish off this interview with like one question that the previous interviewee liked. What do you think would be the most surprising in your music for someone who's like a new listener?
I think definitely some of the jokes in my songs. If you listen closely, there's a lot of hidden jokes in my lyrics. So I think just listening out for those little ear candy, those will definitely shock you, I think.
Nice. Yeah, because when I listened to the tracks, shout out to your producer as well. They did a really good job
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think we're hitting the 30-minute mark, and then, yeah, so I'll be editing these down a little bit, and then that will be on our web series. We're looking to get this aired as well, and then on my personal profile, this would end up on there as well, so, yeah.
Sounds amazing. Thank you so much for having me. This was so fun.
Yeah, of course. It was really nice to meet you and speak to you, and, yeah, we'll be in touch.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.